大家好，母親節快樂！
唔使翻譯啦。
What did you say?
I didn't translate. 、
oh. I thought he was making fun of me.
母親節快樂啊！
It's good to be with you all this morning.
咁好高興再一次喺大家嘅當中一齊正道。
It's always a joy to be able to preach God's word.
係一個分享神嘅話語時，一個好喜樂嘅時候。
But it really is a special joy for me to be able to worship with my Cantonese brothers and sisters.
尤其係同廣東語嘅弟兄姊妹一同去敬拜神。
I know you already read it, but if you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
咁我知道大家剛才讀咗經文，但如果你哋手上有聖經嘅話，打開今日嘅經文就喺帖撒羅尼迦前書二章一到八節。
And let me pray one more time.
咁我哋再一次向神禱告。
Father in heaven, we praise you.
天上嘅父，我哋去讚美你。
We thank you for your abundant grace towards us that we don't deserve.
多謝你豐厚嘅恩典係我哋唔配嘅。
We thank you most of all this morning for Jesus Christ.
我哋特別為到我哋為到耶穌去感謝。
Because he died on the cross for our sins and rose again.
因為佢為我哋罪嘅緣故喺十架上死而且復活。
And so we don't need to come with fear and anxiety.
所以我哋唔需要再住恐懼同埋去戰慄。
Instead, we can come with confidence and joy.
反而係有充滿呢個信心同埋一個平安。
We also thank you this morning for the mothers that are here in our presence.
亦都多謝我哋在座嘅母親們。
Even for the grandmothers and perhaps great grandmothers who are here.
或者係祖母或者曾祖母。
We thank you for their love for Christ and the way they have poured into their children.
多謝你就佢哋好似基督咁樣去將嘅愛去倒去啲兒女們。
We also want to remember those who are here who would long to be mothers but have not been given that privilege.
或者當中我哋係有人想成為母親，但並冇呢個機會。
May you give them comfort and peace.
求你去安慰佢哋。
And may you help them to have spiritual children in the church.
或者俾佢哋有呢個屬靈上嘅兒女。
And Father, we also thank you for your word this morning.
多謝你嘅話語。
We need your help to believe it.
我需要你嘅幫助能夠去信。
We need your help to obey it.
能夠你嘅幫助我哋能夠可以去行出嚟。
Help us to do that for your glory.
係一切奉你嘅名要。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶穌嘅名祈求。
Amen.
阿門。
Well, as I think about how the world is changing around us, I'm often concerned about the future.
咁我喺度諗緊啊，我哋呢個世界喺度幻變不定嘅時候，我喺度諗緊我哋嘅未來係點嘅咧。
I'm concerned about the future for my children.
我係非常之擔心我兒女們嘅未來。
And I'm concerned about the future for the church.
我亦都擔心我教會嘅未來。
The culture in America is becoming more and more secular and even hostile to Christianity.
咁美國今日嘅文化咧係非常之世俗，甚至對基督教係有呢個係憎惡。
And so Christianity is no longer seen as good or even neutral. Now it's seen as evil.
咁基督教唔再視為一個係一個好或者係一個中立。
And so how do we as Christians persevere in this kind of environment?
咁我作為基督徒嚟點樣去堅持咧？
And how do we reach others and the generations after us with this kind of opposition to the gospel?
咁要作為咁樣嘅時候，咁我點樣去接觸其他人，將呢個福音去帶俾去敵擋我哋嘅人咧？
There are some Christians who take the approach that every action requires an equal and opposite reaction.
咁我哋有啲人嘅佢哋嘅方法咧，就係話作動力就等於反作動力。
So if the world is going to be angry and judge us, then we should be angry and judge the world.
咁如果呢個世界對我哋係好憤怒，而且去批判我哋嘅，咁我哋都係同樣嘅，亦都係憤怒同埋批判翻佢哋。
And some mistake this for boldness, but it's often just prideful harshness with a thin mask of Christianity.
有啲人覺得咁樣係一個大膽，但係呢啲咁嚴厲嘅一個係一個驕傲，同埋只不過隱藏喺基督教一個面具嘅後邊。
And of course, that's wrong. Romans 12:14 says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them."
當然啦，呢個錯誤嘅，因為喺羅馬書十二章十四節係咁講：逼迫你們的，要給他們祝福，只要祝福，不可咒詛。
But then there's others who take the opposite approach.
但有啲咧就係用另一個方法。
They are fearful and think if we just try really hard to be nice.
有啲人咧就係覺得佢哋係好驚，或者諗我哋需要做一個好好嘅人。
If we just stay silent and don't bother anybody else, they won't bother us.
如果我哋唔出聲，咁我哋唔煩佢哋，佢哋都唔會煩我哋。
And some mistake this for gentleness, but it's often just sinful fearfulness.
咁但係呢個有啲人誤解呢個就係呢個所謂嘅温柔，但係呢個只不過係一個從犯罪嚟嘅一個恐懼。
This is not loving God, and this is not loving the lost.
呢個唔係愛神，亦都冇可能去愛啲失喪嘅。
This is just loving yourself.
呢個只不過你自己愛自己。
Neither of these responses is right.
以上嘅答案冇一個人啱。
We don't need arrogant boldness or fearful gentleness.
咁咧，我哋唔需要一個好驕傲嘅一個好大膽，但係同一時間唔需要一個恐懼嘅温柔。
We need to be filled with gospel boldness and gospel gentleness.
我哋需要咧係福音嘅大膽同埋温柔。
Our churches need to be filled with gospel boldness and gentleness.
我哋嘅教會係需要呢個福音嘅大膽同埋温柔。
Our preaching and teaching must be filled with gospel boldness and gentleness.
我哋嘅教導講道，教導裏邊都係需要有福音嘅一個大膽同埋温柔。
Our prayers, our fellowship, and our evangelism all must be filled with gospel boldness and gentleness.
我哋嘅禱告、我哋嘅團契，甚至係我哋嘅傳福音嘅裏邊，我哋都需要福音嘅一個大膽同埋温柔。
And this isn't just for pastors and church leaders.
呢個唔係淨係俾牧師或者領袖們。
Every single Christian, every single person who loves Jesus needs to be marked by a gospel boldness and a gospel gentleness.
係所有愛耶穌嘅都係需要有呢個標記，就係一個福音嘅大膽同埋温柔。
But what does that look like exactly?
咁係點樣嘅咧？
How do we do that?
我哋點樣做啊？
And my prayer is that we would be challenged in this area through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8.
咁我嘅禱告就係藉著今日嘅經文去到挑戰我哋。
Now let me remind you about the background and purpose of this letter.
咁我想去提醒下大家嘅一個對呢個書信嘅一個背景。
First Thessalonians was written by the Apostle Paul around AD 50.
咁呢個書信帖撒羅尼迦就係使徒保羅所寫，大概喺主後五十年。
It was either the first or the second letter written by Paul, so it's very early.
所以相信係可能保羅所寫嘅第一或者第二封書信。
And after he had planted a church in Philippi and then suffered for the gospel there, he came to Thessalonica.
咁係因為佢喺腓立比嘅時候受到逼迫，所以佢就嚟咗帖撒羅尼迦呢個地方。
And Acts 17 tells us how the church in Thessalonica began.
咁喺《使徒行傳》十七章咧，佢就已經詳細咁講呢間教會點樣開始嘅。
I'll just read that for you. It says, "Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you,'" is the Christ.
咁喺記載喺《使徒行傳》十七章一到三節係咁講：保羅和西拉經過暗菲波利、阿波羅尼亞，來到帖撒羅尼迦，在那裏有猶太人嘅會堂。保羅照他素常的規矩進去，一連三個安息日，本著聖經與他們辯論，講解陳明基督必須受害，從死裏復活，又說：我所傳與你們的這位耶穌就是基督。
And Acts 17 goes on to say that some Jews believed from the synagogue, and many Greeks and the leading women believed.
咁再經文再落去咧，就話有一啲猶太人喺個會堂裏邊係聽咗係信，但係佢話好多，其中當中好多嘅就係希臘人或者佢哋當中嘅女嘅領袖。
And so this church was started in Thessalonica.
咁所以呢個就係喺呢個帖撒羅尼迦呢度係開始啦。
And after a short ministry in Thessalonica, Paul was again forced to move on because of persecution and conflicts.
咁喺保羅係有一個好短嘅時工喺帖撒羅尼迦，但係因為隨住之後落嚟嘅逼迫，所以佢又要離開啦。
But even as Paul moved on from Thessalonica to other cities, he was still concerned about the Thessalonians.
佢就算佢離開咗呢個帖撒羅尼迦呢個地方，佢仍然好關心呢個教會。
Paul feared that the affliction and suffering would be too much for them and that they wouldn't endure.
保羅係擔心佢哋驚佢哋怕受痛苦受害，佢哋會離開。
Paul may have been concerned that some enemies of the church would try to attack Paul's reputation.
咁保罗亦都担心咧，佢哋当中佢哋嘅敌人咧会去攻击个教会或者攻击保罗佢嘅一个名誉。
And Paul's concern was not about himself and his own reputation.
保罗并唔担心佢自己或者佢自己嘅名誉。
But his concern was that by undermining Paul's ministry, these enemies would undermine the gospel.
佢担心如果敌人系破坏保罗佢嘅声誉时候，佢哋会破坏埋呢个福音嘅工作。
So Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to check on the Thessalonians.
所以保罗差遣提摩太翻去帖撒罗尼迦教会去睇下佢哋。
And then Timothy went back to Paul and gave Paul a good report about the church.
當提摩太再翻翻去保羅嘅時候，佢對佢保羅講呢個教會係有個非常之好嘅報告。
Timothy told Paul that they're still walking in the faith.
提摩太話保羅聽，佢話呢間教會嘅人佢哋仍然行在真理當中。
And Paul was so relieved and rejoiced to hear this, so he wrote a letter back to them, and that's the letter 1 Thessalonians.
咁當保羅去聽到呢個消息之後，佢非常之高興，所以再寫落嚟嘅帖撒羅尼迦前後書啦。
And so that's the background to the letter of 1 Thessalonians.
这个就是这个帖撒罗尼迦的一个背景。
And so why in chapter 2 was Paul rehearsing his ministry to the Thessalonians?
那为什么他要保罗再一次提醒这个教会他的关于他自己的事工呢？
A minute ago, as you heard Tim read the passage, and you read the passage out loud, Paul kept saying, this is what I did, as you know, as you know.
那好像保罗去重复说，我做过这个，我做过这个。
So why was he telling them things they already knew?
咁點解要話一啲佢哋已經知道嘅嘢咧？
Why was he describing his ministry to them again?
點解要再復述保羅佢自己嘅事工咧？
I think Paul was doing two things. Paul was defending his ministry against accusations.
因為咧，保羅佢係要為自己嘅事工嘅一個控訴嘅一個辯護。
But Paul was also commending his ministry for imitation.
佢第二個就係佢要對佢呢個事工嘅一個讚揚，係叫其他人去效法佢嘅。
He wanted the Thessalonians to remember how he ministered so that they would follow his example.
佢係想提醒帖撒羅尼迦教會係點樣，佢自己嘅事工係點樣。佢希望呢個教會都係效法佢嘅事工一樣。
And for us today, that second reason is going to be our focus.
咁呢個第二點咧，就係我哋今日嘅所要着重嘅。
We want to learn from Paul and imitate his ministry.
我哋想由保羅身上去學習，去點樣效法佢嘅事工。
Because he faced conflict and persecution.
因為保羅佢係受到呢個苦難同埋逼迫。
And still his ministry was filled with gospel boldness and gospel gentleness.
但佢嘅事工仍然充滿咗呢個福音嘅一個大膽同埋一個福音嘅温柔。
So I want to give you 5 marks of a ministry filled with gospel boldness and gentleness.
所以我想俾大家睇有一個呢個福音嘅一個大膽同埋温柔係有以下落嚟呢5個標記。
And I'll give them to you up front.
我話俾你聽啦。
A gospel bold, a ministry like that will be marked by, it'll be convictional.
嗱，事工嘅第一樣咧，係第一樣係會好堅定嘅。
It'll be Christ-centered.
係會係以基督為中心。
It'll be cross-shaped.
係有十字架嘅形狀。
It'll be compassionate.
係有温柔。
And it'll be comprehensive.
同埋全面嘅。
So first, a ministry filled with gospel boldness and gentleness will be convictional.
第一樣就係話呢個福音嘅一個大膽同埋一個温柔係好堅定嘅。
It'll be convictional.
堅定嘅。
Look at verses 1 and 2 again.
我哋再睇第一、第二節。
For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict.
帖撒羅尼迦前書二章一到二節係話：弟兄們，你們自己原曉得我們進到你們那裏並不是徒然的。我們從前在腓立比受害受辱，這是你們知道的。然而還是靠著我們的神放開膽量，在大爭戰中把神的福音傳給你們。
So Paul starts here by reminding them of his boldness in the midst of conflict and persecution.
咁保羅再一次提醒提醒就係話，佢就算喺呢個患難或者係一個衝突當中，佢仍然帶著福音嘅大放膽同埋温柔。
Let me ask you, how would you respond to suffering and conflict if you were Paul?
如果你係保羅嘅話，你面對逼迫或者係面對呢個衝突嘅時候，你會點樣反應
？Just imagine that you're being chased from city to city and wrongfully imprisoned and beaten.
你想象下，你係要由一個城市趕到第二個城市，你係錯誤地被去下落監裏邊，甚至俾人打。
What would you do?
你會做啲咩咧
？Perhaps you'd want to stay quiet.
或者你係想唔出聲。
Perhaps you'd want to run and hide.
或者你係想去離開，或者係甚至去逃跑。
Maybe you'd want to give up.
或者你係想放棄。
If I'm doing what's right, why is everyone against me?
咁如果做嘅嘢係啱，點解所有人都反對我咧
？If I'm trying to serve the Lord, why is this going so badly for me?
咁點解如果我要敬拜神嘅時候有咁多嘅敵黨嘅勢力咧
？But how did Paul respond？
咁保羅又點樣回應咧
？Paul responded with boldness。
保羅反而係放開膽量。
He wasn't responding with fear that made him run.
保罗并不是去害怕，令到他去逃跑。
He didn't respond with anger that made him strike back.
或者是他是很愤怒，他要去反攻击他们。
But he responded with boldness.
他的反应就是放开胆量。
And it says it wasn't boldness in himself, but this was boldness in God.
他不是说自己是很大胆，反而他说在神里面是有一个胆量。
His confidence was in the character and the plan of God.
他的信心是来自因为神的性格、神的计划里面。
So he had boldness to declare the gospel of God in the midst of opposition and suffering.
所以他可以放开胆量，就算面对其他人的冲突。
And then look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
You see, his preaching was not from error or impurity. Instead, he was preaching from personal conviction over the truth.
保罗说他的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，但是他是有一个从神而来的一个坚定。
In other words, he had a pure message.
他有一个很纯全的一个信息。
He knew he was preaching the truth.
他知道他是全讲真理。
He wasn't preaching a lie.
他不是讲谎话。
And so he was willing to suffer for this.
他愿意为到这个缘故去受苦。
There's a lesson for us here.
这个是对我们有一个学习的。
When you know the truth, you can be bold.
如果你知道真理的话，你就可以放开胆量。
When you know the truth, you will be bold.
如果你知道真理的话，你就会去有这个胆量。
Even though others oppose you and accuse you, if you have the truth, you can be bold.
就算其他人敌挡你去攻击你的时候，你都知道你是有放胆，因为你知道这个真相。
But on the other hand, if you know something is false, you will not endure.
如果你是知道一样是假的时候，你就不会坚持。
You won't suffer for a lie.
你不会为了一个谎言而去受苦。
You'll only spread a lie if it benefits you, but not if it costs you.
你会选择去传讲这个谎言，因为这样东西对你有益处，但你不会传讲谎言，因为这样东西会对你是有一个代价在里面。
You have to be convinced of the truth in order to have boldness.
所以你需要有这个知道这个真理里面，所以你就有这个胆量。
If you're unsure, you'll always hide away.
如果你不肯定的话，你是会后退。
So I want to ask you, do you know the truth?
所以我问你，你知不知道真理？
Do you know God's word?
知不知道神的话语？
Are you convinced that this is true?
你觉不觉得这个就是这个真理？
Perhaps you're not as bold as you should be because you don't know the truth as well as you should.
或者你觉得你不是太肯定，或者你不肯定这个是不是一个真理？
Before you share God's word, you must know and believe God's word.
但你传讲神的话语时候，你要自己都要相信，知道坚定的这个真理。
And if you're not sure, we're glad you're here.
如果你不肯定的话，我很高兴你今天在这里。Pray
and ask the Lord to make His word clear to you.
那你可以祷告神，希望神祂给个清晰的话语给你。
And then come to church and Sunday school and ask other brothers and sisters to help you understand God's word.
或者来教会来主学，去知道究竟神的话语是怎样。
As Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣讲过，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And so to have gospel boldness and gospel gentleness, you must be convictional.
所以你需要有这个福音的放胆，以及一个福音的一个温柔，你是需要有这个坚定。
You must have a pure message.
你要有一个纯全的一个信息。
But in addition to a pure message, you also need to have pure motives.
除了信息之外，你都要有一个纯正的动机。
And that motive is a desire to honor Christ.
这个就是要去尊崇基督。
That's the second mark of a ministry filled with gospel boldness and gentleness.
这个就是第二个福音的一个胆量和温柔的第二个标记，就是以基督为中心。
It will be Christ-centered.
以基督为中心。
Christ-centered.
基督为中心。
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak. Not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts.
第四节，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是讨人的欢喜，乃是要讨那察验我们心的神喜欢。
First, I want you to notice that Paul views himself as being entrusted with the gospel.
我想你知道，保罗他对自己就话神将个福音托付咗俾佢。
And as one who was entrusted, he is simply called to be faithful, not creative.
被托付的他是需要有忠心，并不是需要很有创作性。
Imagine for a moment if the Louvre Museum in Paris called you.
咁想象一下呢个，如果法国嘅国家博物馆有一日打电话俾你
，and for some crazy reason, they asked you to help them display the Mona Lisa in your living room.
当话佢有一日佢话，诶，我哋想将我哋嘅名画《蒙罗丽莎》嘅笑容就摆放喺你屋企。
They're entrusting you with this priceless piece of art.
佢哋将呢个咁无呢、这个无价之宝呢个画就系托付咗俾你。
Imagine it's sitting there in your living room on the wall, and you're sitting there on the couch looking at it.
咁想象下你喺你嘅客房里边望住呢幅名画。
And you're trying to do the Mona Lisa smile. Just
你可唔可以想象下你点样睇呢个蒙娜丽莎笑容咧
？You have to do the smile. And you think
有冇感觉啊
？That smile's not so good. I should improve it.
你話啊，呢個笑容都唔好睇嘅，等我去改下佢先。
You take out your crayons and you fix the Mona Lisa.
你攞支蠟筆，你開始就喺上高係咁塗畫啦。
Or you find some parts of the painting that you don't think are very good, so you try to just cover it over with paper.
咁你覺得啊，嗰幅畫可能有啲嘢畫得唔好，我想揾張紙遮下佢先。
You have your glue stick, stick it on.
或者揾啲黏貼貼上去。
You would never dream of doing something like that to the Mona Lisa.If you've been entrusted with that, you need to be faithful, not creative.
所以当你被交托一样嘅事情，你系需要去忠心，而唔去有一个创作性。
You need to protect it and just display it clearly.
所以你只要去呢个保好好咁保护佢，同埋好清晰咁样去将佢表达出嚟。
Brothers and sisters, if you're a Christian like Paul, you've been entrusted with something far more precious than the Mona Lisa.
所以，弟兄姊妹，你作為神嘅一個基督徒嘅時候，你被托付嘅嘢係比呢個名畫更加寶貴。
You've been entrusted with the gospel.
你被托付咗呢個福音。
The gospel which you believe.
呢個福音係你所信嘅。
And the gospel which you must share with others.
咁而呢個福音你需要對其他人講嘅。
It is a masterpiece of all masterpieces.
呢個係名畫中嘅名畫。
You do not need to be creative.
你唔需要有呢個創作性。
You do not need to add to the gospel.
你唔需要點樣去自己再加任何行動。
Don't take away from the gospel.
唔好去隨便攞走呢樣嘢。
Instead, be faithful to proclaim the gospel with clarity and boldness.
係忠心咁樣去將呢個福音去傳達出嚟。
And the reason Paul strived to be faithful to the gospel message was because he was not trying to please man.
咁保罗系好忠心咁样讲，佢讲出佢嘅原因就系话佢唔系要讨人嘅欢喜。
He was trying to please God.
佢系要讨神嘅欢喜。
And that's why the second half of verse 4 says, "We speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts."
所以第四嘅下半节就系话，不要讨人嘅喜欢，乃是讨那测验我哋心嘅神喜欢。
Paul was able to be bold because his aim was to please Christ and not man.
保罗点解可以咁放胆咁样去讲福音？因为佢最终目的系要讨神嘅喜悦，唔系讨人嘅喜悦。
He was Christ-centered, not man-centered.
佢系以基督为中心，唔系以人为中心。
And as believers, this needs to be our mindset.
咁要作为信徒嘅话，呢个就我哋嘅信念。
We need to be Christ-centered.
我哋要以基督为中心。
We need to be far more concerned about pleasing Christ rather than pleasing man.
我哋要花更多嘅心思系要讨基督嘅喜悦，唔系讨人嘅喜悦。
One pastor put it this way, if you please God, it does not matter whom you displease.
咁有一个牧师系咁讲，佢话如果你系讨神嘅喜悦，你就唔会去计较点样讨悦其他人。
But if you displease God, it does not matter whom you please.
如果你反而你讨唔悦唔到神嘅喜悦嘅时候，你讨悦任何人亦都冇用。
You see, if you're striving to please Christ, you will be bold even in the face of opposition.
所以如果你以基督为中心的时候，就可以放胆，就算有其他人的反对。
Because you won't care what other people think about you.
你不会去在乎其他人怎样去看你。
Whether people in the world or even people in the church.
无论在外面的人或者在教会里面的人。
Gospel boldness requires conviction over the truth, and it requires being Christ-centered rather than man-centered.
那这个福音的放胆就是需要有这个坚定，同埋要以基督为中心。
The third mark of a ministry filled with gospel boldness and gentleness is that it's cross-shaped.
第三样呢个标记咧，就系话呢个福音系需要有呢个十字架嘅一个形状。
It's cross-shaped.
十字架形状。
And what I mean by cross-shaped is that a faithful gospel ministry will reflect the sacrificial and selfless heart of Christ.
我想多一點就是說這個事工裡面是有基督的一個犧牲的一個信念裡面。
Christ came to serve and not be served.
基督是來為服侍而不是被服侍。
Christ did not come to take for himself, instead he came to give of himself.
基督來不是要拿人的好處,反而將自己給了人。
The greatest picture of this kind of selfless attitude is the cross.
這個最無私的舉動就是在十字架上。
Where Jesus laid down his life for others.
耶穌是犧牲了他自己,是為其他人。
And Paul described that selfless, cross-shaped attitude here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6.
咁喺第五、第六節就係講咗呢個無私嘅一樣嘢。
And this is something that we must imitate in our own lives.
咁呢個我哋係需要效法喺我哋嘅生命嘅當中。
Look at verses 5 and 6.
我哋睇第五、第六節。
For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed, God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ.
第五節。 因為我們從來沒有用過淺微的話，這是你們知道的，也沒有藏著貪心，這是神可以作證的。我們作基督的使徒，雖然可以叫人尊重，卻沒有人向叫別人求榮耀。See,
in the previous verse, Paul said that he sought to please God and not man.
他就是之前那節就是說他是要討神的喜悅，不是討人的喜悅。And
here the idea is that Paul also sought to serve others, not himself.
保羅亦都說他再次他是服侍其他人，不是服侍自己。
The first thing he says is that he never came with words of flattery.
他第一件事他說了，保羅說他沒有用過用淺微的話。
Why do people flatter others?
為什麼其他人要淺微其他人呢?
You flatter someone in order to gain their favor.
你淺微他們，因為他可能對你有好處。
You flatter someone to try to benefit yourself in the end.
你最終的目的就是你自己得到好處。
That's why when people compliment me, I get very suspicious.
當人讚我的時候，我非常懷疑。
Paul reminded them of his example. He did not flatter them trying to gain something from them.
保羅再一次提醒提撒羅尼加的人，就是說他沒有用過淺微的話，他是叫他們好像他這樣。
And he reminded them he wasn't motivated by greed.
他再一次提醒，他說或者不是出於一個貪心的動機。
Later in this book, he talks about how he worked night and day with his hands, so he didn't have to take anything from them.
他之後就說過，他說他日夜去做工，所以他們不需要從他們身上拿好處。
He wasn't seeking goods for himself or glory for himself.
他不是求自己的益處或者榮耀。
In fact, it was the opposite.
是反過來。
Rather than being greedy for himself, he was sacrificing of himself for their sake.
不是要自己去貪心，反而自己是要為了他們緣故去犧牲。
Rather than seeking glory for himself, he was suffering for their sake.
他不是要從他們身上去拿榮耀，反而為他們的緣故去受苦。
That's the kind of cross-shaped mindset that we need to have.
所以這個就是十字架的一個形狀，是我們需要去效法的。
This is the mindset that we see in Jesus.
這個就是我們從耶穌身上看到的。
Remember the words of Philippians 2, verses
3-8. 在腓立比書2章3-8節是這樣說。
I'll let you read it.
Okay. 凡事不可結黨，不可貪圖虛浮的榮耀。 只要全心謙卑，各人看別人比自己強，各人不要單顧自己的事，也要顧別人的事。你們當以基督耶穌的心為心，他本有神的形象，不以自己與神同奪為強等的，反倒虛己，取了奴仆的形象，成為人的樣式，既有人的樣子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至於死，且死在十字架上。We
must have this cross-shaped mindset.
我們需要有這個十字架形狀的一個信念。
Being willing to sacrificially give of yourself for others rather than greedily taking of from others for yourself.
就是有這個犧牲的一個心態，不是要從別人拿好處，反而要自己去犧牲自己給其他人。
When we have this mindset, we will be able to have a gospel boldness but also a gospel gentleness.
我們有這個意念，我們是在福音，我們就有福音的一個膽量，也都有這個福音的溫柔。
And now the fourth mark of a ministry filled with gospel boldness and gentleness is that we will be compassionate.
第四個標記就是我們是可以溫柔的。
Compassionate.
溫柔。
Look at verse 7.
我們看第七節。
But we were gentle among you like a nursing mother, taking care of her own children. And actually, we'll read verse 8 also. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our very own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
第七、第八節，只在你们中间全心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所痛爱的。
Although Paul wanted the Thessalonians to follow his example of boldness in the face of conflict,
保罗愿意帖撒罗尼迦嘅人效法佢咁样喺福音上系放胆量。
And although he was an apostle of Christ,
佢系耶稣基督嘅一个使徒。
He also wanted to remind them of his gentleness among them.
他也想提醒他们其实保罗他对他们都很温柔。
He was bold and fearless.
他是 很大胆很尖锐的。
But he was also gentle.
但同一时间他也很温柔。
If we're to be faithful believers who imitate Paul, we too must show gentleness.
那如果我们是一个忠心的一个基督徒，我们也都要是表达出我们的温柔的一面。
After all, gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit.
咁呢個温柔係一個聖靈嘅一個果子。
A clear sign that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life is that you will become more and more gentle.
咁係一個喺聖靈嘅生命當中嘅工作，其中一樣嘢就係話你係有一個温柔，係多啲嘅温柔。
Sometimes we imagine that the more holy someone becomes, the more harsh they will become.
咁我哋可能有呢個誤解，就係話當一個人越聖潔，佢就會越嚴厲、越批評。
Sometimes we're scared of people who seem very holy.
咁我哋對啲好聖潔嘅人，我哋會去驚咗佢哋。
Because we think they will judge us.
我驚佢哋會去審判我哋。
But in fact, it should be the opposite.
係呢個反而係需要去調翻轉。
The more holy someone becomes, the more gentle they should be.
越聖潔嘅人係應該越温柔。
This doesn't mean that there are not times for correction.
呢個唔代表佢哋唔會去糾正錯誤。
This doesn't mean that standards are loosened or that sins are ignored.
或者是对错误是都望开一面。
Instead, this means that even when we correct someone, there should still be a sense of gentleness.
就算需要去改正其他人，也都要有这个温柔的。
When I was in college, I remember a mentor putting it this way.
咁我喺曾经喺大学里边有个导师咁样对我讲。
Christians should be like a steel wall that's covered with cotton.
咁基督徒就係有一個好似一個鋼鐵嘅牆，但係需要外表係需要有棉花。
We need to have firm convictions.
我哋需要有堅定嘅一個信念。
We need to know the truth and hold to it without compromising.
我哋要知道真理，我哋唔可以去妥協。
That's the steel wall.
呢個就係一個鋼鐵嘅牆。
But when we interact with people,
但係當我哋去接觸其他人嘅時候
，We need to have gentleness, grace, and patience.
我们需要有恩典，需要温柔。
That's the soft cotton that's covering that steel wall.
这个就是包住棉花的一个钢墙。
Is that true of you?
对你来讲是不是真的呢?
Is that true of our church?
这个对我们教会来讲是不是真的呢?
We don't want to be a steel wall that just hurts people.
我们不想成为一个钢铁的墙，令到其他人受伤害。
But we don't just want to be a squishy pillow that has no structure.
或者不像一个枕头那样，是没什么形状。
We need to be firm and unshakable on the truth.
我们是需要去坚定不移，也都不可以摇动的真理。
And we need to be gentle and patient with people.
我们也都要去温柔，要有忍耐对其他人。
And so Paul illustrated this loving gentleness with the idea of a nursing mother.
他用这个有爱的一个温柔的表达，就说好像一个母亲一样。
The imagery of a mother nursing her own child is a tender picture.
一個母親係點樣乳養佢嘅孩子，係一個非常之漂亮嘅一個圖畫。
It's particularly fitting today, since it's Mother's Day.
尤其喺今日，咁係作為一個母親節。
Paul didn't mind using a motherly metaphor to describe his heart for and his ministry to the Thessalonians.
保羅並唔介意佢係用一個母親嘅形象去形容佢點樣去對帖撒羅尼迦嘅人。
He had a deep love and affection for them.
佢有非常之深厚嘅愛對佢哋。
They were so dear to him that as he cared for their soul spiritually, the best picture he could come up with was of a mother tenderly and lovingly nursing her child.
咁对佢哋有一个咁好嘅一个爱嘅里边，所以保罗佢心里边系谂到呢个系母亲点样去养养佢嘅孩子，用呢个图画嚟表达佢对帖撒罗尼迦教会嘅一个爱。
So you see, boldness and gentleness are not in opposition.
所以呢个放胆同埋呢个温柔系唔系一个互相敌挡嘅。
They must go together for followers of Christ.
佢如果我哋要去去跟随基督嘅，两样都需要一齐去行。
And of course, as we seek to imitate Paul, we remember that Paul was ultimately imitating Christ.
如果我哋要效法保罗嘅话，其实保罗佢最终都系效法基督。
We want to be like Jesus, and remember these words that he said in Matthew 11, 28 and 29?
咁我哋要好似耶稣咁样，记唔记得耶稣系曾经喺马太福音十一章廿八廿九节系咁讲过咧
？Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
凡劳苦担重担嘅人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
If you recognize that this is the Jesus we love and follow, then you'll become like him.
如果呢个就系我哋所爱嘅一个主耶稣嘅话，我哋就会去咁样去跟随耶稣。
Now Jesus gives us rest, and we can't give others rest in the same way.
耶稣俾我哋有平安，我哋唔可能对其他人带出咁样嘅平安。
But we can be gentle like Jesus was gentle.
但我哋可以好似效法耶稣咁样温柔对其他人。
If you are a Christian, that means you have believed the gospel.
如果你系基督徒，你就相信你嘅福音。
You believe that Jesus died and rose again.
你相信耶稣死且复活。
You believe that everyone who believes in him and turns from their sins are forgiven.
咁你系知道当人系愿意去悔改时候，佢嘅罪系得到赦免。
You're saved and you're adopted by God.
你是会去得救，同埋系俾神去领养。
And you don't deserve any of it.
你亦都唔配得嘅。
If you believe the gospel, then you should be shaped by the gospel.
如果你相信福音，你就会被福音去塑造。
If you have trusted in Christ, you should become like Christ.
如果你系相信耶稣嘅话，你就会好似变成耶稣咁样。
If you've experienced the gentle and tender care of Christ, then you'll begin to show that gentle and tender care towards others.
就好似耶稣咁样效法耶稣嘅柔和谦卑。
Our ministry as Christians, as followers of Christ, must be convictional.
我哋嘅事工或者系当我哋作为一个跟随基督嘅人，咁系需要有一个坚定。
It must be Christ-centered.
系要有基督中心。
Must be cross-shaped.
要有十字架嘅形状。
It must be compassionate.
要有呢个温柔嘅爱。
And lastly, it must be comprehensive.
最后嘅系需要有一个全面。
It must be comprehensive.
要需要有全面。
Look at verse 8.
看第八節。
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
我們既是這樣愛你們，不但願意將神的福音給你們，連自己的性命也願意給你們，但你們是我們所痛愛的。
Paul says he was affectionately desirous of them.
保羅他是，他說我是非常之痛愛你們的。
He loved them so much, he didn't want to just share the gospel.
他爱他们的缘故不是只是单想传福音给他们。
He wanted to share himself with them.
他想跟他们分享自己。
He wasn't satisfied just preaching a message.
他不是就这样满足就是说我去传福音。
As important and central and necessary as that is.
就算这个非常之紧要，也非常之是一个是无可取代的。
He also wanted to be with them.
他也想跟他们一起。
He wanted to share his life with them.
他想跟他们分享他的生命。
It says because they had become very dear to him.
因为他说这个是他们是这样非常之去这样爱他们。
Paul considered them his beloved.
他对他们说，他说我是非常之爱你们。
So he didn't just preach an impersonal message.
他不是说一个个人的信息。
He didn't share a few abstract theological principles.
他不是就这样单纯说几个很模糊的一个神学的一个概念。
Instead, it says he was ready or well pleased. It pleased him to share with him not only the message but himself.
咁对佢嚟讲系非常之愿意，系非常之乐意咁去分享嘅呢个福音。
Because of his love for them, he wasn't satisfied with just the message, but he wanted to share his life.
咁因为佢对佢哋爱嘅缘故，所以佢唔单止系净系想分享信息，亦都想同佢哋去分享佢自己。
That's why Paul says these really interesting words in verse 17.
所以第十七节系有一个特别嘅一个词语。
1 Thessalonians 2, verse 17 says, But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly with great desire to see you face to face.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们别离，是面目的别离，心里却不离别。我们极力想的法子，很愿意见你们的面。
Remember, he had to leave Thessalonica because of persecution.
記得佢係要離開帖撒羅尼加呢個地方，因為佢係面對受到逼迫。
And he missed them.
記得佢掛念佢哋。
He wanted to be with them.
佢係好想同佢哋一齊。
Writing a letter wasn't enough.
寫信都唔夠嘅。
He wanted to see them face to face.
佢想同佢哋面對面。
For our day, a phone call isn't enough.
咁對喺我哋現代嘅話，就話一個嘅通訊，一個打電話係唔夠嘅。
He wouldn't have been satisfied with a text message.
或者係一個短信都唔足夠。
As much as I'm thankful for Zoom, Zoom wouldn't be enough.
就算用 Zoom, Zoom 都唔夠嘅。
Not screen to screen, but face to face.
唔係熒幕對熒幕，係面對面。
Paul loved them.
保羅係愛佢哋。
So he wanted to share his life with them.
所以佢想同佢哋分享佢嘅生命。
So again, this is why we were thankful for the ability to live stream during COVID.
所以我哋非常之係高興，即係喺呢個疫症嘅期間，我哋亦都可以有呢個網上嘅崇拜。
But this is also why we ought to be eager to meet together face to face.
但我哋更加想嘅就係渴望嘅，大家係可以面對面。
If we're going to have a faithful gospel ministry in the church with one another, and also outside the church towards the lost, then we need to be filled with the gospel boldness and gentleness.
所以如果我哋要有一個忠心嘅事工喺教會裏邊，或者我哋對出邊嘅人係要去接觸啲失喪嘅靈魂，咁我哋係需要有呢個福音嘅一個大膽同埋温柔。
We need to share the message with our lips, but also with our lives.
我哋不單止用口頭上講分享福音，用我哋嘅生命嚟到見證嘅福音。
When we share our lives with others, it's costly.
咁呢個需要一個代價。當我哋同其他人分享我哋嘅生命嘅時候
，When we share our lives with others, it's inconvenient.
咁我哋要分享我哋嘅生命嘅時候，亦都係一個帶嚟不便。
If you're willing to invite somebody into your heart, you should be willing to invite them into your home.
咁如果你係要去將佢帶入你嘅心裏邊，你都係需要帶佢哋去你嘅家中。
It's risky to share your life with others.
呢個對係一個危險嘅，去對其他人去分享。
To share your real life, not just the image that you want to show to people on Sundays at church.
係唔單止係一個星期日嘅一個表面嘅你某一個形象，而係一個真實嘅。
It can be scary to be vulnerable.
这个是如果是会去担心当你是需要去表达你的软弱。
It could be scary to share your joys and your burdens with others.
分享你的喜乐，分享你的忧愁。
I know in our church, with the long history, there are people who have been hurt through the years.
那我知道在我们教会的一个历史当中，可能很多人备受伤害。
And oftentimes they're scared of being hurt again.
或者是怕担心再备受伤害。
That's a real challenge.
呢個係一個好真實嘅挑戰。
That's a real difficulty.
呢個係好真實嘅呢個困難。
Patience and grace are needed.
呢個係要温柔忍耐係需要嘅。
Steel wall, but soft cotton.
呢個係一個鋼牆，但係同一時間一個好柔軟嘅一個棉花。
But if that's you this morning, I want to encourage you.
如果呢個係你嘅話，我想去鼓勵你哋。
We can't let our fear of being hurt stop us from following Christ in faith and obedience.
咁我哋係需要去跟隨耶穌基督嘅時候，就有呢個咁樣嘅心態。
We can't nurse our hurts into bitterness in such a way that we refuse the grace of God to heal and restore us.
咁我哋係當我哋生命中有呢個苦毒、有苦痛嘅時候，我哋需要耶穌佢嘅醫治。
We need to be willing to step out in faith.
我哋需要去要對呢個福音咁係有一個膽量，係有一個信心。
Not because we trust people, but because we trust God.
不是我们相信人，是相信神。
So now if you're thinking, wow, how did Paul have that kind of love for the Thessalonians that he was willing to share his life with them?
我们想为什么保罗是可以有这样的爱对帖撒罗尼加的一个信徒呢?
He was only there for perhaps several months.
或者他们在他们当中可能是几个月的时间。
I've been here for years.
我在这里很多年了。
He has a deep affection. I have nothing.
他有一个好深的爱，但我什么都没有。
Friend, if you're feeling that way, then pray.
朋友，如果你这样讲的话，你需要祷告。
Pray that God would soften your heart and warm your heart.
求神去软化和温暖你的心。
Pray for specific people in the church by name.
我们是需要很特别的为到某一个人去祷告。
Start praying for even those that maybe you struggle to love.
或者是特別對你來說是有一個掙扎去怎樣去愛的，為他禱告。
But pray blessings, not curses.
是祝福他們，不是咒詛他們。
As you pray for them, you'll be amazed that God will soften your heart for them.
你为佢祷告时候，你就会睇到即系神点样去软化你嘅心。
And remember the love that God had for you when you didn't deserve it.
记得神嘅爱对你，就算你系唔配得嘅时候。
And then in faith, step out and love them.
咁就带着呢个信心咁去爱佢哋。
So, brothers and sisters, a church that has experienced the grace of God is a church that will be abounding in grace towards one another.
咁我系由经历过基督嘅爱嘅时候，咁我哋呢个先可以带到呢个基督嘅恩典同埋爱出去。
A church that has experienced the love of God is a church that will abound in love for one another.
咁呢个一个教会经历咗神嘅爱嘅时候，就会有呢个系丰足嘅爱对其他嘅人。
And if all of this is happening, then we'll be a church that is filled with gospel boldness and gospel gentleness.
如果有咁样嘅心境嘅时候，咁我哋呢个教会就会系有个福音嘅一个放胆，亦都有一个福音嘅温柔。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐都有祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much.
我哋在天上嘅父，你再一次感谢你。
We thank you for the gospel.
多谢你为我哋俾咗福音。
We thank you for your love.
多谢你对我哋嘅爱。
We don't deserve salvation or forgiveness.
我哋唔配得呢个我哋被原谅同埋呢个系救恩。
We don't deserve it, and we could never earn it.
我哋唔配，而且唔能够去赚取。
But you have given it all by grace.
但系你恩典嘅缘故系俾咗我哋。
Out of the riches of your mercy, you have given us salvation.
系你丰富嘅怜悯，你系俾咗我哋。
Father, help us to be a grateful people.
父亲啊，帮助我哋成为一个系识得感恩嘅人。
Help us to be a people who are bold with your truth.
为到我哋对福音系有一个放胆要去讲。
Help us to be a people who are compassionate with your truth.
俾我哋有更加丰足嘅爱，能够去对你嘅真理里边。
Help us to be a people who are bold with the truth, but also gentle.
系帮助我哋成为一个去对真理系有一个放胆，但系同一时间亦都系温柔嘅。
We pray this not for our sake, but for the name of Christ.
我哋唔系为咗自己祷告，但系为耶稣嘅名嘅缘故而祈求。
We pray this in His name.
奉耶稣嘅名祈求。
Amen.
阿门。
的确据耶稣所爱，我甘得思想主永耀喜乐，为神的后子救赎功成，有圣灵重生宝血洗净，这是我相信我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜唱和，这是我相信我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜唱和。完全的信服，快乐无比，天堂的荣耀便在我心里，天使大信息由天而来，报名主怜悯述说主爱，这是我相信我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜唱和，这是我相信我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜唱和。完全的信服，完全安息，何等的欢欣，我在基督里，竟诚而祷告，等主回来，满有主恩赐，畅我心怀，这是我相信我的诗歌，赞美我救主昼夜唱和，这是我相信我的诗歌。 赞美我救主，昼夜唱和。赞美我救主，昼夜唱和。